Return of the Yenta. Yes, it is. Return of the Yenta. Oh, my God. Return of the Yenta. You know they got agendas. Oh, the Yentas from The View. They have returned with a vengeance. I'm not going to lie to you. I could not believe this story when someone emailed it to me last night. It's not very often I am surprised by something I see in the mainstream media. I mean, these are deacons at Woke United Methodist that we're mainly talking about here. Very rarely am I surprised by the actions, the behavior of the deacons, but I was shocked when I saw this headline. Headline over at Fox News. Joy Behar scolds male audience members at The View. What? Excuse me? Are you sure about this? I don't have 100% faith and trust in Fox News. Matter of fact, let me grab my little list here. The names on this list, these are the names I trust. These are the only names I trust. Casey. Casey. I like that Casey. One hell of a guy. I don't have 100% trust in Fox News, but when compared to other mainstream outlets like CNN or MSNBC, the New York Times, Washington Post, I consider Fox News to be trustworthy by comparison. But I had to double check this story. Hell, I had to triple check it because I could not believe that there were actual men, real men, who willingly attended a live taping of The View. Fox News, are you sure these were men in this audience? Did you hire a biologist to confirm their gender? Are we sure these weren't male birthing persons? Are we sure these weren't women choosing to identify as men? You really expect me to believe that normal men, normal dudes were in this audience? Men that the mainstream media accuses of being infected with toxic masculinity? If you're a normal dude and you voluntarily attend a taping of The View, I am revoking your man card. You might as well grab your purse, put on your dress, and start working the pole with Jackie Mahomes at Club Shay Shay. There is absolutely no way I am going to see the Yentas in person. Why in the hell would I want to expose myself to the toxic flatulence of the whoopee cushion? I mean, if I wanted to smell a good fart, I would eat some roasted nuts and produce the smell myself. Everyone likes the smell of their own brand. And when I say roasted nuts, I mean roasted peanuts. I'm not talking about the roasted nuts they're consuming at Woke United Methodist. Yesterday morning, some lady with three names, she was a special guest on The View. Christine Blasey Ford. It's not Christine. It's not Mrs. Ford. She goes by Christine Blasey Ford. Like the rest of normal people in America, I had forgotten all about her. Now, for those of you who also forgot, Chris Ford, not to be confused with Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C. Chrissy Ford, she was the lady that accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her in the early 1980s. Well, Casey, why would something that happened in the early 1980s have any relevance today? That is a great question, my loyal viewer. I mean, Mike Tyson was accused in the early 90s. Hell, Mike Tyson went to fucking jail, but we don't rehash his criminal behavior 30 years later. But there's a huge difference between Mike Tyson and Brett Kavanaugh. If I remember correctly, Mike Tyson's accuser came forward almost immediately. Christine Blasey Ford, she waited 36 years, 36 years, to make these accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. The timing was a bit ironic. It was a bit strange. As soon as Donald Trump announced in 2018 that he was thinking about nominating Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Christine Blasey Ford suddenly came forward with these accusations from 36 years earlier. Strange. Now, full transparency here. I know absolutely nothing about this case. It is entirely possible that Christine Blasey Ford is telling the truth here. What I do remember about the case, there seemed to be some inconsistencies with her story. According to notes from her own therapist, she claimed to be assaulted in her late teens. Now, if that were the case, Brett Kavanaugh, he would have already been attending Yale. Somehow, The timeline moved from her late teens to her mid-teens, which would be the summer of 1982. I'm sure that inconsistency was just coincidental. There were also some inconsistencies concerning the location of the alleged assault. What I thought, though, was most interesting about all this, Christine Blasey Ford, she told the Yentas on The View, "I did not know that my televised hearing on my allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, I did not know they would be televised on television!" What? Let me get this straight. You didn't know that your televised hearings were going to be televised? That would be like me buying tickets to a WNBA game and claiming that I didn't know that I would see so many beards. Or that would be like buying tickets to a haunted house and complaining that the house is actually haunted. How in the hell can you not know that a televised hearing was going to be on television? According to Molly Hemingway, the lawyers representing Christine Blasey Ford, they negotiated the number of cameras and the location of the cameras for her televised hearings. Now, I am not an expert in the field of law, but I kind of find it hard to believe that her attorneys would be doing that without her consent, without her knowledge. Yesterday morning, Mrs. Ford, she was the guest Yenta on The View. She's been making the media rounds this week to promote her new book, One Way Back, a memoir. I wonder if this memoir is anything like Jemele Hill's memoir. Remember that masterpiece? What was it called? Uphill, or maybe it was Downhill? It had to be called Downhill because sales of that polished turd went downhill as soon as it was released. Sales were so bad, I think they quit printing copies. If you want a copy of Jemele Hill's memoir, check under one of the unbalanced tables at your local Starbucks. Of the 5,000 copies that were allegedly sold, 99% of them are being used to prop up unbalanced tables. Anyway, during her conversation with the Phenomenal Flatulators yesterday morning, Big Red Joy Behar, she asked Chrissy Ford the question that America was clamoring for an answer to. KC, did Big Red ask her about the inconsistencies in her story? Big Red can't define inconsistencies, much less use it in a sentence. Joy Behar, she asked Christine Blasey Ford, "I know you receive lots of fan mail. Of all the fan mail you receive, what percentage comes from men? And I'm not talking about women identifying as men. I'm asking about men who were born with a toxic tube in their diaper." I'm sure you were as surprised as I was after hearing that question. I could not believe that Christine Blasey Ford actually received fan mail. As you're about to see, this is not email we're talking about. This is classic fan mail, 1990s type of shit. Actual letters that people supposedly sent to her. They're either letters from fans or letters from bill collectors. But that's not the most interesting part of the segment. Apparently, at some point during this interview, lonely women in the audience, they stood up and clapped for Christine Blasey Ford. But the men in the audience, those damn men, that damn toxic masculinity, it prevented them from standing up and clapping. Big Red, she took that as an opportunity to scold these violators of the woke commandments and explain why it was their civic duty to show appreciation to this brave, brave woman. Watch for yourself.
Really fast, I just was wondering, those letters that you got, what was the percentage of men writing to you?
So there were probably 10% men. So we had bins called male mail, and so that's where we would put the male mail.
What they need to understand is that they have to step up and help us. Mm-hmm. We can't do this ourselves. I noticed that a lot, I watched while people were clapping. Some of the men did not clap in this audience.
And as many as 1 in 3 women will face sexual assault. So you're not by any means alone in this.
Alyssa the Farrah Griffin, that great pretender. She came through in the clutch with an excellent segue to end the awkwardness in that segment. The audience, they were completely silent when Joy Behar was lecturing them. The great pretender, being the professional that she is, she stepped in to shift gears a little bit back to the actual conversation. Look, all kidding aside, I am all for supporting women who are victimized by men. I have a soft spot for women, children, and animals. Basically, anyone who is defenseless when it comes to defending themselves against men. Dudes, we can take care of ourselves. I don't feel sorry for dudes, but I do feel bad for women who are victims of crimes committed by men. Oftentimes, most of the time, it is incredibly difficult for them to come forward because they're afraid they're not going to be believed. I always try to give women the benefit of the doubt because it's so hard to come forward in the first place. I think most men feel the same way. However, with the case involving Christine Blasey Ford, maybe, just maybe, the men in that audience didn't clap because there were so many inconsistencies in her story. Maybe they didn't clap because of the suspicious timing. You mean to tell me she waited 36 years to make these allegations? You mean to tell me the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, that suddenly caused her to remember something that happened 3 or 4 decades before? It is not hard to figure out why Christine Blasey Ford chose to go on The View. I mean, she knew her story would not be questioned. She knew she would be speaking in front of a sympathetic panel. Why do people continue to watch this show? Seriously, why would any self-respecting dude attend a live taping of The View? I look at all these online metrics that measure engagement and viewer activity for The View. The Yentas, they rank low in damn near every metric. According to IMDb, viewers, they give The View 2 out of 10 stars. Now, this show has been rated almost 14,000 times, and they are rated 2 out of 10. Yet, for some reason, over 2 million lonely women every day continue watching this show. I would imagine that the vast majority of these lonely women, they are single women. They are probably the type of women that complain about the lack of real men, while also complaining about toxic masculinity. If you happen to be one of these women and you are complaining about the difficulty of finding a real man in your life, let KC give you some free advice. You might not agree with me on anything else. You might not agree with anything else I have said in this video, but I encourage you to take this advice. You are going to have an incredibly difficult time finding a real man if you continue watching The View, because no self-respecting man is going to date a woman who watches The View. If you brag about watching The View on your Bumble profile, I would delete it from your bio. That is an automatic red flag for any self-respecting dude. But give me your thoughts on this. Big Red, Joy Behar, she scolds men in The View audience, assuming they actually exist. Big Red scolds them for not clapping for Christine Blasey Ford. Why do you think the men in the audience refuse to clap for her? I'm sure a lot of you in my audience know a hell of a lot more about this case than I do. Maybe you can explain it better than I did. Also, would you ever date a woman who watches The View? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.